news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, that's right. It is Christmas Eve, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Monday, heading for a high in the 60s, right now 45. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way in just 30 seconds. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pinsons of Stowing and Recovery Traffic Center, a perfect start to our Monday morning. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are telling us no accidents in the roadway and light traffic. You're coming across the Bayway and the Causeway, no delays. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, also a perfect start on the way in. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellingrath Gardens and Home in Mobile with new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn. The show features 3 million Christmas lights in 15 scenes. See them at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Keith Kingan with an important announcement. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. Yes, you heard me. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. That's why Classic Cars has such a great referral and repeat customer business. Our customers are so pleased with the cars they buy from Classic Cars that they tell all their friends and family about the great deals on great cars. When you buy a car from Classic Cars, you won't get junk. What you will get is a car that has been inspected and completely serviced up to date. That means no added expense to you after you drive off the lot. So if you're looking to drive something you can be proud of, come by Classic Cars at 3251 Cottage Hill Road or call us at 479-6676 or visit our website at kingandcars.com. You'll like what you see. And folks, I don't mean to make light of a serious subject. During the upcoming holidays, please remember that friends don't let friends drive drunk.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
And 608 FM Talk 106.5. And Merry Christmas, y'all. It is Mobile Morning's Christmas Eve edition. Glad you're here. Dr. Bill has our forecast for Santa tonight and on through Christmas Day into the rest of the shortened work week. Also on the way, we'll get the latest in traffic from Kane and what's going on for Christmas in the news. We've got that as well. Reminder, we are in the midst now of our Alabamian of the Year 2018 contest. Did a lot of voting last week. Right now, we are in the first round, but bracket four voting. This is going to end pretty darn soon, but you can vote online right now at the front page of FMTalk1065.com.
Yeah, we'll finish the first round voting tomorrow on Christmas Day, and then the day after Christmas, we'll move into the second round. But in the sports bracket over the weekend, you had Bruce Pearl, the head coach from Auburn basketball, moving into the next round. An Alabama quarterback actually moved into the second round, but it's probably not the one you think. Jalen Hurts.
All right.
Got more votes than Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, that's more storybook.
There you know? Go. It was a perfect storybook, and we're trying to give him that storybook ending. Mm-hmm. And the Bay Bears Trash Pandas debate, they moved on into the next round. And the Ladd Peebles Stadium discussion that we had at the beginning of the year. So we're almost done with first round voting. We'll wrap that up tomorrow and then on to the second round.
All right. We need your votes to make it keep on moving over at FM Talk 1065.com. Before we get into headlines, we're going to exclude you from this, Dalton. So, Kelly, how'd you do? I mean, are you like
finished?
Are you finished?
Mm-mm.
Are you 50%?
Oh yeah, totally.
I'm like 80%. I'm probably 80%. I'm not trying to brag, but I'm 80% done.
I would say I'm like 81%.
Let's see. Never a surprise. No, because you are the achiever between the two of us. So, yes.
Well, what helped was that there are stores, and I don't like this. This is convenient, but it's not good for those who work there. Stores are staying open till midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have people who are there, and the crowds are just nil. So you can just go ahead, pick what you need, get in line, and be out. So I covered six stores on Friday.
Bam.
Boom.
Were people there, the few that were there, were they shopping in their pajamas?
No, but I ran into Dolphin Island Dave.
Did you really?
And his wife.
But he was dressed in normal clothes, not in pajama clothes.
Right, but I was there before 10. Our youngest had her first babysitting job. So while she was out doing that, I made sure to be, you know, within a phone call away and shopping.
There you go. Yeah. Good stuff.
Thank
well done.
Asking.
So 81 per, yeah. So I chipped away at it as well.
Yes.
And and by the way, too, I've told y'all, if you've got people on your list,
yes,
you need maybe a fine liquor for wines, craft beers, cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you right now, so I go into kind of chill package. They said, "Do you want a box?" And I said, "Yes." And so, you know, I just took the box and did my shopping.
Was that like 50% of the list right there?
Yeah, well, I mean, what? We do have the last name Sullivan, don't we? I mean, come on.
I'm a Finley, I get it.
Yeah, so, you know, it's good. You got Finley's and Sullivan's. You can just go get a box at the liquor store. It'd be great. Now, I really knocked down some shopping. Still have a little bit to do today. So we'll talk more about what will still be open for today and list coming up.
Yeah.
Now, with more headlines, the 81% done Kelly Finley.
It just went up to 81.25.
Okay.
And we should remind people who are new to the show, the reason why Dalton was left in the corner on this one is because he's the overachiever. And he finished like in 2017.
Finished by Halloween.
And it turns out there was breaking news. I was not as done as I thought that I was.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, how did you figure it out?
The wife told me, "Hey, did you get somebody something?" I said, I might have forgot that one.
That's because you've got pregnant brain.
That's right.
So welcome to the real world.
Welcome.
You thought that I was ready. I was not.
La-dee-da. See what happens? Okay. You're still eons ahead of us. All right, it's 6:12 on your Monday morning. Yeah, it is Christmas Eve. Not a lot of people out there this morning, but, you know, surprisingly, this was a headline that caught my attention in early morning shooting here in Mobile. Our news partners over at WKRG are reporting that one person has been shot on Carondelet Court. Some say Carondelet Court. What do you say here?
I say Carondelet, even though in New Orleans, when they say it, they probably say Carondelet.
Correct.
But here I say Carondelet.
Either way, I wanted to let you know what's happening in the city. Details very limited at this hour, but we do know that the shooting happened at 2:30 this morning. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is investigating this overnight shooting. A description of the victim has not yet been released, nor their condition. A description of the suspect has not yet been released. But once we get that information, we, of course, will pass it on to you. Let's head to our nation's capital, as just days after Defense Secretary Jim Mattis announced his resignation with the intent of stepping away from his post in February to ensure an orderly transition, President Donald Trump expedited that departure, announcing on Twitter that General Mattis will instead leave January 1st. The new person tapped for the gig, Deputy Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan, will as acting secretary. President Trump tweeted on Sunday, quote, "I am pleased to announce that our very talented Deputy Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan, will assume the title of Acting Secretary of Defense starting January 1, 2019. Patrick has a long list of accomplishments while serving as deputy and previously Boeing. He will be great." General Mattis, his resignation kind of surprised many. He did so because of a protest over the president's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. That announcement coming via Twitter. Well, look up. It's a bird. Actually, it's a plane landing on the interstate. This really happened in Talladega. The FAA says a single-engine plane carrying two people landed safely. Alabama State troopers were involved with this emergency landing. They say it was all due to engine failure. No one was injured, thankfully. A driver not only tweeted out the video but posted the following, saying the two men inside, he heard it was a student pilot's first flight, and they had engine failure. They were remarkably calm. The student was the first to exit the plane. Small Cessna landed on a very crowded I-20 West in Christmas traffic. Could you imagine seeing a plane landing on the interstate? And the person shooting the video, hopefully he wasn't driving when he was shooting this, but he was behind the plane. So it's like
he's
like a slow trail behind the plane, but thankfully no injuries. Scary stuff. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You sound like somebody cutting in front of you. You know, they tell you to be aware. Watch, you know, watch off your left, watch off your right, watch behind you, watch your mirrors. Watch your sunroof as well.
Hey, I'm driving here.
6:15. We're coming right back.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Katarina Luktich for WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating a shooting near the Waffle House on Government Boulevard near I-65. It happened Sunday afternoon. Witnesses say they heard gunshots outside of the restaurant. One man was injured and taken to the hospital. No word on his condition or if police have anyone in custody. Authorities in Fort Walton Beach say they've seen a rise in smash-and-grab burglaries. Deputies say thieves are targeting parking lots at apartment complexes off Racetrack Road. Deputies found windows broken at four locations over the weekend. If you see any suspicious activity or if you know anything about the reported break-ins, call the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. Hundreds of children have a bike for Christmas thanks to the nonprofit Save a Kid. The organization, spearheaded in part by Mobile native and NFL great Robert Brazil, gave away bicycles at Vigor High School Saturday. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich. Have a Merry Christmas.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 617 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Some results from bowl games played over the weekend. On Friday, Florida International beat Toledo 35-32 in the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl. Behind great running from running back Anthony Jones, Jones rushed for three touchdowns, including the game winner with 41 seconds remaining. BYU scored six second-half touchdowns after trailing Western Michigan at the half 13-10, and the Cougars beat the Broncos 49-18. BYU quarterback Zach Wilson set a school record with a perfect day. He went 18 of 18 passing for 317 yards and four touchdowns. On Saturday, Wake Forest upset Memphis to win the Jared Birmingham Bowl 37-34. Army tied an FBS bowl game record with a 56-point win over Houston in the Armed Forces Bowl. The Black Knights beat Houston 70-14 to end the season on a nine-game winning streak and give Army its first 11-win season in program history. Here in Mobile at Ladd Peeble Stadium on Saturday, Detroit Trojans topped Buffalo 42-32 to win the Dollar General Bowl. Buffalo led 24-21 in the third quarter, but three fourth-quarter touchdowns from Troy gave the Trojans their 10th win of the season. And to wrap up Saturday, Louisiana Tech beat Hawaii 31-14 in the Hawaii Bowl. Louisiana Tech defensive end Jalen Ferguson became the NCAA's career sacks leader with 45 sacks in his 4 years at Louisiana Tech and broke the record previously held by Arizona State's Terrell Suggs. In college coaching news, Florida State has a new offensive coordinator, Houston OC Kendall Briles. Will take over in the same position at FSU. Briles is the son of former Houston and Baylor coach Art Briles. Kendall Briles began his coaching career on his father's staff at Baylor in 2008 and remained there until 2016, serving as the offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach his final two seasons. Urban Meyer may be retiring as the head coach at Ohio State after the Rose Bowl, but he won't have to go very far for his next job. On Saturday, Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith said that Meyer will be taking on the title of Assistant Athletic Director at Ohio State. Smith declined to provide any more details about Meyer's move. The 54-year-old Meyer announced earlier this month that he would retire from coaching after the Buckeyes play Washington in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. He'll be succeeded by Ryan Day, who served as the team's interim coach, while Meyer served a three-game suspension to start the 2018 season. In basketball over the weekend, the 7th-ranked Auburn Tigers beat Murray State 93-88. Tigers are now 10-2. They'll take on North Florida on Saturday afternoon before beginning conference play against Ole Miss on January 9th. Alabama went on a 24-point run in the first half against Penn State to turn a 23-9 deficit into a 33-23 lead. And Bama held on to beat the Nittany Lions 73-64. The Tide's next game is on Sunday at Stephen F. Austin. The South Alabama women's basketball team followed up a dramatic 68-67 win over New Mexico State on Thursday with an even more dramatic 84-77 win over Florida International in double overtime on Friday. The Lady Jags are now 11-0 this season, still undefeated, with a chance to tie the school record for the best start to the season. Their next game is January 3rd at Appalachian State.
Awesome.
And wrapping it up with the NFL over the weekend, the New Orleans Saints clinched a first-round bye in the number one seed in the NFC playoffs with a thrilling 31-20 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. The LA Rams still hold the number two seed after beating Arizona 31-9. Chicago beat San Francisco 14-9. They hold the number three seed. Dallas clinched the NFC East with a 27-20 victory over Tampa Bay. Seattle clinched a playoff spot by beating Kansas City 38-31. Minnesota beat Detroit and currently holds the final wildcard spot in the NFC. And if Minnesota loses next weekend and Philadelphia beats Washington, the Eagles would move in to the final wildcard spot. In the AFC, the Chiefs still have a tenuous hold on the number one seed. The New England Patriots beat the Buffalo Bills 24-12 to earn a 10th straight AFC East title. Houston holds the third seed, but they lost to Philadelphia Sunday and are at risk of losing the AFC South division next weekend. Baltimore skipped past Pittsburgh for the AFC North lead. The LA Chargers are locked into the number five wildcard spot, and the winner of this week's game between the Indianapolis Colts and Tennessee Titans will determine the final playoff spot in the AFC. 6:22 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, Ted, you know that starting tonight, you'll be able to track Santa's trip around the globe by NORAD, shutting down, you know, doing the missile watching stuff and watching for Santa. How'd that all get started? The story of it, I think, is pretty cool. We'll lay that one out for you coming up, plus headlines with Kelly on the way.
During this holiday season, the board, management, and staff of Perdido Bay Water, Sewer, and Fire Protection remind you to fasten your seatbelt, whether going on a long trip or short trip. If you're in an accident, your chances of surviving are twice as good with the belt fastened. Stay alert. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text or drink while driving. This safety message brought to you by the board, management, and staff of Perdido Bay Water, Sewer, and Fire Protection, wishing you a lovely Christmas and joyous New Year.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of Duru and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
Good morning, everyone. From SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, perfect start to the morning so far. Accident-free conditions and light traffic from Daphne, Spanish Ford across to Bayway and the Causeway. Not finding any delays yet. The 65 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore and through Mobile. Absolutely quiet. No accidents in the roadways. Ring in 2019 in luxury when you celebrate at the Battle House. Their New Year's Eve package for two includes a three-course New Year's Eve dinner, deluxe hotel room, chilled champagne, and more. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. Sitting at 43 now at our studios, heading for a high of the 60s. We'll talk to Dr. Bill about 10 minutes from right now. The full forecast for Santa tonight, the family tomorrow, and the work week yet to come. We'll get into that right now. We'll check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. We're talking your money this morning. When the government shutdown went into effect Saturday, 12:01 a.m., many were left wondering how they would be impacted by the partial shutdown. The issue is, of course, Congress and the president just could not reach an agreement over funding a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. Here's what we know. About 850,000 employees work at agencies that are subject to shutdown. About 41% of those employees would be subject to furloughs. If you didn't know, furloughed employees are not guaranteed that they will receive back pay through Congress, but usually and traditionally they have done so, which has been included in appropriation bills. Here in Alabama, the greatest impact would be seen at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, where some 95% of the center's thousands of employees would be subject to furloughs. That's according to NASA. So critical operations would continue. So what agencies would be impacted by the shutdown? The Department of Homeland Security, the Justice Department, the Interior Department, the State Department and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. So who does not get paid? That's really what you want to know. Many federal employees deemed critical, they will remain on the job, but they won't be paid until the shutdown ends. So that will include 41,000 federal law enforcement and correctional officers, and up to 88% of Homeland Security employees, which I just told you about. And that includes, this is troubling, that includes 50,000 TSA agents. Think about how many people are catching flights right around now. Also on the job without getting paid, 5,000 Forest Service firefighters and 3,600 National Weather Service forecasters. Within that list, NASA staff, National Park Service staff, Forest Service staff, you get the drift. So here's the deal. Your mail will not be impacted. I think that's one of the number one questions people have. Will I get my mail or not? It will not be impacted. It said the Postal Service operations will not be interrupted in the event of a government shutdown, and all post offices will remain open for business as usual because we are an independent entity that is funded through the sale of our products and services and not by tax dollars or services. Our services will not be impacted by a government shutdown. That's from the USPS. And real quickly, President Trump gave federal workers a day off for Christmas Eve. So that's why things are a little quiet as of now. And real quickly, President Trump's incoming acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, said the partial government shutdown could continue into next year. Yesterday on Fox News, he said, quote, "It is very possible that the shutdown will go beyond the 28th and into the new Congress." Mulvaney says that the White House had moved down from its demand for $5 billion and hoped that Democrats would move up from their offer for $1.3 billion in border security funding. Next time we chit-chat, we'll talk about more when it comes to NORAD and Santa and what that means for your kiddos tracking the big guy. But we're going to need to know how it all started, and that's where Sean will pick up from here. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, yes. The start of NORAD because of a misprint in a newspaper. Details on the way.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a fire at a Robertsdale business. The vinyl and t-shirt shop on Highway 59 sustained significant damage during a fire late Friday night. No word yet on what caused that fire. Owners say they plan to get back to work this week despite being without a building. Okaloosa County deputies are looking for a stolen truck after a man was robbed at a gas station over the weekend. The victim says he walked into the Tom Thumb on Highway 98 to pay for gas Saturday morning. When he walked out, a man was driving off in his truck. It's a 1994 blue Chevy pickup. The suspect is described as a light-skinned black man who had his hair in a bun. Hundreds of children have a bike for Christmas thanks to the nonprofit Save a Kid. The organization, spearheaded in part by Mobile native and NFL great Robert Brazil, gave away bicycles at Vigor High School on Saturday. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich. Have a Merry Christmas.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event, or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms
for more information. This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Palestinians are preparing to host pilgrims from around the world in celebrating Christmas in the West Bank city of Bethlehem. Archbishop Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the top Roman Catholic cleric in the Holy Land, crossed an Israeli military checkpoint from Jerusalem today ahead of midnight mass tonight at the Church of the Nativity, traditionally known as the birthplace of Jesus. In this country, the full impact of the partial government shutdown is starting to be felt, but mostly on government workers so far, as Boris Sanchez reports.
Approximately 800,000 federal employees are impacted, including more than 420,000 who are working without pay during the shutdown, and another 380,000 who've been furloughed.
Israeli media reports say leaders of the parties making up Prime Minister Netanyahu's governing coalition have decided on an early election in April. Wall Street has a short trading session this morning. Stock futures are showing losses across the boards for today's trading. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Futures on Wall Street indicating a modestly higher open after another plunge on Friday. The Dow Industrial skidded 414 or 1.8%, while the NASDAQ tumbled 195 or 3%. The NASDAQ officially entered bear market territory, down 21.9% from its August 31st highs. The S&P and Dow are inching closer to bear market territory, with the S&P 500 off 17.5% from its September 20th high, and the Dow down 16.3% from an October 3rd high. The weekly performance for the Dow and NASDAQ were the worst since 2008. More than 164,000 pounds of raw ground turkey is being recalled due to salmonella fears. The Jenny O Turkey Store products have use or freeze by dates of November 12th and 13th. The turkey was produced in Minnesota but distributed to stores in 17 states. Officials say the products are no longer in stores but may be in consumers' freezers. That's Your Money Now.
When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for four straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in advanced manufacturing, cybersecurity, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan as the most improved state for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.com.
Get unbeatable deals at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year flooring sale. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just 99 cents per square foot. Get laminate floors up to 50% off, or waterproof flooring as low as 39 cents. Take an extra 25% off clearance at your local store. Lumber Liquidators can even install your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. The end-of-year flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And Merry Christmas to you here at the eve of Christmas, and it looks like pretty decent for our Monday.
Yeah, we had temperatures yesterday up as high as 72 degrees, And we're going to be cooler today. We did have a weak weather front move through. All it did was produce a few clouds, and it's now offshore. And we will be a little cooler today. Temperatures around 58, possibly make it to 60 degrees. That's a, you know, more than 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. But we should have a mostly sunny sky, so it should be rather pleasant. Now, tonight we'll cool into the 40s, around 45 degrees for tomorrow morning. And then for Christmas Day, we're going to call it partly cloudy to mostly cloudy, and it will be warmer tomorrow, and mild temperatures around 65 degrees. And looking ahead to the rest of the week, for Wednesday, partly cloudy again, mild, 65, slight chance of a shower on Wednesday, but then a big storm system moving out of the southern Great Plains, and it's going to give us a lot of moisture into our area, so a good chance for showers on Thursday, and warming up to 70. And same thing for Friday. Again, good chance for showers and a high in the lower 70s. And then looking way ahead to the weekend, looks like a good chance for showers both days, because we're going to see a weather front stall right along the coast. And that's going to give us shower activity over the weekend. But temperatures will be anywhere from 65 to 68 degrees. So the second half of the week, we got a lot of rain in the forecast, but enjoy today and tomorrow.
Yeah, I was looking at that in your forecast, and 2 inches of rain possible in just in a given day. Any severe weather associated with this rainfall?
Right now, we're not looking at severe weather. There may be a few thunderstorms develop, but it's not. Doesn't appear like it's going to be a severe weather outbreak. It'll just be plenty of showers, particularly when the weather front stalls right along the coast, which is going to happen later in the week.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon. If people are out doing last-minute shopping, truly last-minute shopping today, remind them where they can pick up a copy of the Almanac.
Yeah, here are just a few locations. West Marine here in Mobile, and also down around Dog River, they have a store there. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also Keith King and Classic Cars on at Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore, Christmas Town. Over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, as well as Billy Langford Allstate. And if you're over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. And remember, they're free.
Which
weather
helps.
Almanacs are free, and a lot of information in there.
Absolutely, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with Christmas forecast right here on FM Talk 106.5. On the way, speaking of Christmas, a Sears ad in a newspaper in Colorado Springs back in 1955 invited children to call Santa directly, but a misprint redirected the call.
No.
To where? It would be the Continental Air Defense Command, known as NORAD. Give you more on that story coming up in just a second. Plus headlines with Kelly. Right now, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department clear. Again, light traffic as you're traveling across the Bayway. You'll see a lot of radar. Watch your speed along northbound 65 from Moffitt up towards St. Stephen's Road. There's no problems. I-10 from Rangeline out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. A good ride in. Now, whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED. And you can see them at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Admit it. When someone talks about working hard, it's you they're picturing, isn't it? Spending the time, sweating the details. All you need now is the equipment. And now's the best time to get down to your local Cat rental store and get your hands on not just the best equipment in the business, but one of the best deals in the business, too. That's because from now through the end of January, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months. Yep, an offer that works as hard as you do. And in addition to 0% for 60 months, you also get our free, standard, 2-year warranty on many of our compact equipment models. Hard to believe, even harder to pass up. So what are you waiting for? A wake-up call? Well, there you go. Head down to your Thompson Cat rental store or visit thompsoncat.com for details. But do it before January 31st. Thompson, just like you, we have what it takes.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. Heads up, parents. This is the history of NORAD and tracking of Santa. So duly noted how that really came about. So you got your clue there, parents. So you know. Here's Jim Roop from Westwood One.
It's been a tradition that began with a typo since 1955.
Santa will depart the North Pole and head directly for North American airspace.
A Sears ad in a newspaper in Colorado Springs in 1955 invited children to call Santa direct, but a misprint redirected that call to the hotline at the Continental Air Defense Command, now known as the North American Aerospace Command, or NORAD. Now, if that phone rang, it would have either been the president or a four-star general at the other end, as it was the height of the Cold War, so if it rang, it meant real trouble. But when it rang on Christmas Eve in 1955, and Colonel Harry Shoup picked up that line thinking the worst, it was neither the president nor a four-star general. It was a five-year-old child, and that child wanted to speak to Santa Claus. After determining this was not a joke and wondered how this kid get this number, Colonel Shoup ho-ho-ho'd, asked the child if they'd been good, and asked to speak to their mother. The mother asked, had he seen the paper? There's a number to call Santa. Shoup looked at the paper. Sure enough, there it was, his super-secret hotline number printed for all to see. Some of the men under his command then drew a sleigh and reindeer on the big glass map of the U.S. and Canada, and Colonel Shoup got an idea. He called a local radio station, said who he was, and said the command sees on its radar an unidentified flying object and looked like a sleigh. Then Colonel told the station it was Santa, who began his yearly toy delivering to good boys and girls trip. The station called him back every hour after that, asking, "Where's Santa now?" And the rest is history.
We can confirm that Santa is airborne at this time.
NORAD has a website now, and Santa, codenamed the Big Red One, is tracked and protected from the ground, sea, and air, escorted through North American airspace by the military's finest fighter jets.
General, from our perspective, Santa is clear to travel through the designated airspace.
Roger, Papa Bear 01 and 02.
You can even call the Flight Information Center, staffed with 1,200 volunteers, to ask when Santa will be at your house.
Well, he'll be there around 11:30 tonight.
So you can be in bed and asleep, allowing Santa to do his good work. NORAD says the government shutdown will not stop it from making sure Santa's ride is safe and you know where he is at all times. I'm Jim Roop.
So there you go. How did it happen? A misprint in a newspaper ad.
That is so cool.
It's kind of cool that people had the wherewithal to keep it going at
That's
that point
right.
instead of being like, no, it's not, wrong number.
You kids, quit calling me.
Right. Thank goodness somebody had some sense and went, this could be a lot of fun. So
when you said
them.
Sears, I thought you were going to talk about corduroys.
Yeah.
I did.
Zip, 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 zip as the kids walk in their corduroys. 6:42, here's more information, maybe of a more recent type. Headlines with Kelly Finley.
I like that. I'll go with my NORAD story as well.
Okay.
Because people were wondering, especially the kiddos, what's going to happen. And because we have this partial government shutdown.
Yes.
The big guy does continue to be tracked. I'm tracking him right now.
It's essential service. I mean, it's essential services have to still report for government, and tracking Santa would be essential right
Hello.
Now.
Hello. This is very important. And you know what's really cool is NORAD, NORADSanta.org, is in 3D.
Nice.
So you can see what I can do with the screen.
Ooh,
look at that.
Yeah, that is cool.
Isn't that cool?
It's like a flight simulator. I like that.
I know. And what happens is I'm looking at the screen. It says where he was last seen, where he's heading for, and how many gifts he's delivered. He delivers quickly.
Yes.
Goodness.
In plane. Got one job.
The guy is. That's right.
Got one job.
That's right. He's trying to make his wife very proud.
Right.
So the government shutdown. Of course, that's what all eyes are on, the government shutdown. So why is this not impacting Santa? Well, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, they said, quote, "In the event of a government shutdown, NORAD will continue with the 63-year tradition of NORAD Track Santa on December 24th. Military personnel who conduct NORAD Track Santa are supported by approximately 1,500 volunteers who make the program possible each and every year." They announce this via a tweet. So Santa is also via Twitter. NORAD is funded through the Department of Defense, which is not subject to the shutdown. So they've been tracking Santa since 1955. They now use satellites, high-powered radar, jet fighters, and special Santa cameras to track Santa Cam as he makes his journey around the globe. President Trump and Congress, well, they are both holding their ground over a funding bill that includes more than $5 billion for a border wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. President has announced that he will veto any bill that does not include funding for the wall. So that's why we're in a partial government shutdown. That went into effect at 12:01 a.m. Saturday morning. For your kids who want to call or email, you can do so. Just hop online and go to NORADSanta.org. Ingalls Shipyard receiving an early Christmas gift as a shipyard has been awarded $930.8 million in a contract to build the 10th and 11th U.S. Coast Guard National Security Cutters. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security contract award to Huntington Ingalls in Pascagoula has a total potential value, they say, of $1.7 billion. The contract sets January 20th, 2023 as the expected delivery date for NSC 10 and January 19th, 2024 for delivery of NSC 11. According to the Associated Press, the NSCs are the most advanced U.S. Coast Guard cutters. Good news, especially with our military presence that we have here in Mobile and, of course, over in Pascagoula. I know that's great news for many of our listeners this morning. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
The management and employees of SpillTech Environmental and Mobile reminds motorists that driving always requires extra care. During this holiday season, stay alert and be prepared to stop. Drive with the other guy in mind and make sure everyone's seatbelt is buckled. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text and drive. Let's all do our part to make this holiday safe and happy. This safety reminder from the management and employees of SpillTech Environmental and Mobile.
I'm Katarina Luketich for WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating a shooting near the Waffle House on Government Boulevard near I-65. It happened Sunday afternoon. Witnesses say they heard gunshots outside of the restaurant. One man was injured and taken to the hospital. No word on his condition or if police have anyone in custody. Authorities in Fort Walton Beach say they've seen a rise in smash-and-grab burglaries. Deputies say thieves are targeting parking lots at apartment complexes off Racetrack Road. Deputies found windows broken at four locations over the weekend. If you see any suspicious activity or if you know anything about the reported break-ins, call the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. Hundreds of children have a bike for Christmas thanks to the nonprofit Save a Kid. The organization, spearheaded in part by Mobile native and NFL great Robert Brazil, gave away bicycles at Vigor High School Saturday. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luketich. Have a Merry Christmas.
Live better. That's the mission for MedSouth of Foley, providing quality care and equipment to their patients for over 30 years. Visit MedSouth on McKenzie Street or call 943-9119. Improving lives and community. MedSouth in Foley.
647 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Some results from bowl games played over the weekend. On Friday, Florida International beat Toledo 35-32 in the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl. Behind great running from running back Anthony Jones, Jones rushed for three touchdowns, including the game winner, with 41 seconds to play. BYU scored six second-half touchdowns after trailing Western Michigan at the half 13-10, and the Cougars beat the Broncos 49-18. BYU quarterback Zach Wilson set a school record. He had a perfect day, 18 of 18 passing for 317 yards and four touchdowns. Yeah, even Steve Young didn't do that. On Saturday, Wake Forest upset Memphis to win the Jared Birmingham Bowl 37-34. Army tied an FBS bowl game record with a 56-point win over Houston in the Armed Forces Bowl. The Black Knights beat Houston 70-14 to end the season on a 9-game winning streak and give Army its first 11-win season in program history. Here in Mobile at Ladd Peoples Stadium on Saturday, the Troy Trojans topped Buffalo 42-32 to win the Dollar General Bowl. Buffalo led 24-21 in the third quarter, but three fourth-quarter touchdowns from Troy gave the Trojans their 10th win of the season. And to wrap up Saturday, Louisiana Tech beat Hawaii 31-14 in the Hawaii Bowl. Louisiana Tech defensive end Jalen Ferguson became the NCAA's career sacks leader with 45 sacks in his career. That breaks the record previously held by Arizona State's Terrell Suggs. In college coaching news, Florida State has a new offensive coordinator.
Houston offensive coordinator Kendall Briles will take over in the same position at FSU. Briles is the son of former Houston and Baylor coach Art Briles. Kendall Briles began his coaching career on his father's Baylor staff back in 2008 and remained there until 2016. Now he takes over for Florida State's Walt Bell, who left to take the head coaching position at the University of Massachusetts. Urban Meyer may be retiring as head coach at Ohio State after the Rose Bowl, but he won't have to go far for his next job. On Saturday, Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith said that Meyer will be taking on the title of Assistant Athletic Director. Smith declined to provide any more details about Meyer's move. The 54-year-old Meyer announced earlier this month that he would retire from coaching after the Buckeyes play Washington in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. And in basketball over the weekend, the 7th-ranked Auburn Tigers beat Murray State 93-88. Alabama went on a 24-point run in the first half against Penn State to win 73-64. And the South Alabama women's basketball team followed up a dramatic 68-67 win over New Mexico State on Thursday with an even more dramatic 84-77 win over Florida International in double overtime on Friday. Lady Jags are a perfect 11-0 this season with a chance to tie the school record for the best start to a season. Their next game is January 3rd at Appalachian State. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Pretty impressive stuff from Lady Jags.
Yeah, it really is. 11-0, and we're going to try to get the head coach on Sports Night. Not tonight, but next week we're going to talk to the head coach going into that Appalachian State game where they could tie the 1984 South Alabama record starting the season 12-0.
Remind folks, too, Sports Night.
Yeah, we get it started tonight at 7 o'clock. Going to take a look back at the bowl games from over the week, preview some of the games coming up. But we talked to John Garcia Jr. from 24/7 Sports about the early signing period in recruiting last week.
I was just going to ask, can you find out about the ice cream tradition, too?
I need to.
Yeah, because when they win, for some reason, I keep seeing these ice cream posts. I don't understand
okay.
what's
yeah,
going on.
I will ask about the ice cream tradition. Maybe that's the only thing that's keeping the winning streak alive. I don't know.
If anyone knows, you'll know.
I'll find out.
I like a tasty way to win. See? Ice cream, you scream, we all scream.
Go Jags.
Yeah, go Jags. That's right. Didn't rhyme, but it's pretty good. All right, 6:52 coming right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, it's been a quiet start to the day so far. Coming in through Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort, no delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. And for now, Mobile Police Department, state troopers are clear. Spring Hill Avenue, Dolphin, Old Shell, looks good from airport all the way from University down towards Schillinger Road. Again, Cottage Hill, Government, now towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. 7 decades of football, that makes the ideal stocking stuffer. Get tickets to the 70th annual Reese's Senior Bowl on January 26th. On sale now at Senior Bowl headquarters downtown or at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
6:54, FM Talk 106.5. Those of you wondering about the whiskey speech, yeah, it's coming. I got the whiskey speech coming for today's show.
I was worried.
Yeah, it's not going to be Christmas without the whiskey speech. We'll get into that piece of political rhetoric extraordinaire coming up over the next hour and a half or so. 6:54, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, on this Christmas Eve. Wow, time is flying. Well, the numbers are in, and Alabama's unemployment rate now at 4% as employment reached record levels. This is according to the state's Labor Department. The number was down from October's rate of 4.1%, but above the 3.8% registered 1 year ago. Officials say more than 2.1 million Alabama residents were counted as employed last month. That's an increase of more than 46,000 from November of 2017. The Alabama Department of Labor Secretary Fitzgerald Washington said that jobs are growing at a record 1.7% yearly growth rate. That is fantastic. So the biggest gains when it comes to jobs over the year came in the professional and business services sector with 11,900 and the manufacturing sector with more than 10,200 jobs added. So the counties with the lowest unemployment rates. Anyone want to guess which counties had the lowest unemployment rates?
Shelby, Madison, Baldwin.
What you got?
That sounds about right. I'm not going to get any closer than Sean will.
Shelby, Marshall, Madison, and Coleman.
Okay.
Shelby at 2.5%, Marshall, Madison, and Coleman at 2.9%, and Morgan, Limestone, and Elmore at 3%. The highest unemployment rate was in Wilcox County at 7.9%. If you've ever been pulled over, be honest, what runs through your mind when you get pulled over? Are you thinking, how fast was I going? Did I pay all my tickets? Did I cut somebody off? Well, if you get pulled over in the right town, instead of getting a ticket, you could receive a gift instead. The Glencoe Police Chief, his name is Alan Kelly. He says his officers have been out in full force since last Thursday, and they're doing this until the end of today. They're looking for traffic violations, yes, but they're also armed with gift cards, and they're randomly stopping vehicles to play Santa. They say that what they want to do is build a stronger bond between the police department and the public. And then over in Southside, police handed out gift cards in the rain on Thursday. Chief Chris Jones says that donations were raised privately and more than $500 in gift cards were given away. He said one woman told him that she'd faced some financial problems, and then she started to cry when he gave her the card and thanked him for his service. And then he said he almost lost it and cried with her. The department called on local businesses, and the chief says that they were very supportive, giving gift cards for everything from meals at local restaurants to oil changes. He said, now don't get it twisted, okay? He's still going to check people for warrants. He said, I hate to find out we'd stop someone on the 10 most wanted list and gave them a $10 gift card. But we're 70% more effective when we have a rapport with the public. I love that. What great timing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, they all started crying, and then they realized they were actually not in real life. They were in a Hallmark movie. So.
That means there's going to be an engagement.
Yes, always. It's the formula, right, for the Hallmark Channel Christmas movies. 6:57, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Merry Christmas, y'all. Coming right back, hour number two.